The Humboldt Crabs are hoping to secure a place in this year's Pacific Empire League Championship Series this weekend, as they look to bounce back from a disappointing showing last week. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs and their championship ambitions in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it's going to be a big weekend for one Humboldt County fighter, how a local youth basketball team put Humboldt County on the map at a recent national tournament, and something new planned for the Redwood Acres Raceway as motorsports return to the North Coast this weekend. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs are in the midst of an exciting race for the second and final spot in this year's Pacific Empire League Championship Series. A disappointing showing last weekend against the league-leading Healdsburg Prune Packers put a dent in the team's championship ambitions, but the Crabs remain in the chase as they get set for their final regular season league series of the summer. Last week, the Crabs welcomed the Prune Packers to the Arcata Ballpark, but dropped all three games of the series to fall into a tie for second in the standings with the Lincoln Potters. All three games were close. The Packers took game one 3-2, as the Crabs were unable to take advantage of their opportunities, stranding 12 runners on base, twice as many as the Packers. The hosts rallied from an early two-run deficit to tie the game, but Healdsburg had the final say, scoring what would be the winning run in the top of the eighth inning and holding on down the stretch. Saturday night's showdown was just as disappointing, as the Crabs saw a 3-2 lead disappear late in the game when the Prune Packers scored three unanswered runs to pull out a 5-3 victory. The Packers would rally again to overcome a late deficit in Sunday's series finale, scoring three runs on a pair of home runs in the top of the ninth inning, on the way to winning 7-5. The three wins secured the top seed for the championship series for Healdsburg. The Crabs would respond with a pair of victories over the Berkovich Honors in a two-game non-league midweek series. They took the opener 9-1 on Tuesday before securing the sweep the following night with an exciting 8-7 walk-off win. Former Eureka High and College of the Redwoods player Parker Rogers scored the winning run on Wednesday on a wild pitch. With those two wins, the Crabs improved to 34-8 on the summer. Despite last weekend's sweep, the Crabs can still secure a spot in next week's league championship series, although they will need some help. As of Thursday night, they were one win back of the Potters in the league standings and will need them to lose at least one of their final three games, while also taking care of business in their series against the Rogues. Game one of the series at the Arcata Ballpark is set for Friday night at 7. If the Crabs do advance to the best of three championship series, they would receive the number 2 seed and open at home against Healdsburg on Tuesday night before travelling to Healdsburg for Game 2 and a possible Game 3. Elsewhere in local sports this week, Humboldt County bare-knuckle fighter Ryan Peterson is getting ready for a big weekend. After a breakthrough fight at the Bear River Casino Resort last year, the Hydesville resident has quickly established himself as an up-and-coming fighter in the world of bare-knuckle fighting. Peterson is closing in on a possible title fight with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and on Friday night, he will headline a BKFC fight night in Philadelphia, where a victory for the welterweight could see him get a title showdown. Peterson will take on Dustin Pegg in the main event, which will be broadcast live all over the world on several platforms, including Amazon Prime, Fubo TV, and the BKFC app. The 40-year-old Peterson, who last fought in January, is 2-0 in BKFC fights, while Paig is 4-2. Peterson also recently became the first fighter to be inducted into the Bear River Fighters Hall of Fame. In local youth basketball, meanwhile, a group of Orleans players recently made the trip to Arizona to compete at the Native American Junior Nationals Tournament. The event attracted more than 500 Native American teams from all across the nation, and the Orleans boys and girls 7th and 8th grade teams both did a good job representing the county. The Orleans boys, who played 8 games in just 3 days, rallied from a shaky start to tournament play. After losing all 3 of their pool games, the young Orleans boys won 3 straight games to advance to the semifinals in their bracket, where they fell to a team from Washington that would go on to clinch the tournament championship. The Orleans boys responded to that loss with a win over a team from Arizona in the third place game. The Orleans girls also participated, going 2-1 in pool play before losing their playoff opener. And rounding out another busy week for local sports, Motorsports returned to the Redwood Acres Raceway this weekend with a new twist. The local raceway will debut a new division on Saturday night with the debut of the Dirt 4 Bangers. The Dirt 4 Bangers will race on the infield dirt track, and raceway officials are expecting around 10 cars for the division this weekend. The 2025 Redwood Acres season is at the halfway point, and a packed night of action on Saturday will also include the Mid-City Motor World Late Models, the Upstate Bomber Series, Legends, Junior Legends, Mini Stocks, and Vintage Midgets. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.